You've traveled, right? You've used this device. Where have you gone? What time periods have you gone into?
Well, me and Patricia Rez, and Pat will even back me up on this one. Now, the furthest back physically I have gone into the past is the year 1977. And believe it or not, it wasn't an intentional time jump. However, I remembered when I went over to Patricia Rez's place, or Pat's place, and once or twice a year I'd come up to her place and visit with her and her husband, and we would experiment with the HDR unit. Well, anyhow, when I came up there that day, I think this was back in either 95 or 96, we decided to wind up the unit and see if we could find the rates that would help us to see auras around people's physical bodies.
Okay.
And so we gave each of ourselves a 3-minute zap, holding the electromagnet, the open end of the electromagnet.
Ouch.
Over the stomach chakra.
That hurt?
And no. It's just the handles are pointing away from you, and then you're just holding the open end over the navel area.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to touch your skin. Of course, it works a little bit better if it does. But no, there's no pain involved. And after we gave ourselves each a 3-minute zap, all of a sudden she says, "Well, look, you can see Fred's aura. That's her husband." And I was saying, "You're kidding." I said, no, take a look. And so I looked, and all of a sudden I could see his aura just as clear as could be, and I couldn't believe it. Well, anyhow, later on, not knowing that the, we had absorbed all those time energies, we went down to an angel store down near the old Omaha area. And just before we arrived at the bookstore, after we passed this one intersection, all of a sudden, it felt like we hit a huge, gigantic rut on the highway. I mean, it just felt like it just shook the vehicle apart.
Monster pothole or something.
Yeah, and anyhow, we looked back, to see if there was a pothole in the street, and we couldn't see any. The highway was absolutely smooth. And anyhow, when we got down there, all of a sudden we started seeing 1970 and 1960 vehicles all around us. And Pat and I were looking at each other and says, "What the hell are all these old cars doing around us?" And she was saying, "Well, who knows? Maybe they're having an old car show." And I said, "Well, that must be it." And anyhow, we got down to the Angel Store, and I ended up buying some books out of the store, and I noticed that one of the books was copyright 1977. Well, when I wrote out the check, and to this day I still can't figure out how that check got cleared. but in any case, after I wrote out the check, I asked the woman that worked there. I says, "Is this check valid? Is it good? Did I make out everything correct?" And she looked at me like I was crazy. She shook her head no, and she crossed out the year, and she put down 77.
That's weird.
And I didn't notice it at the time, but anyhow, after we left the bookstore, we again passed through the doorway, and we heard kind of like a snap or maybe a bang noise. And the next thing we knew, we started seeing modern vehicles around us again. But anyhow, what really convinced her, she wasn't convinced that we were back in 77. So she went back up there a few days later with a friend to see if the bookstore was still open that we had been in. And it looked like it had been closed for over 10 years. And so it basically proves that we were back there. I don't think it was, the past that we remember. I think it was some sort of an alternate past. But we were there for something like about a couple of hours, and then we returned back to the present.